2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Several GOP presidential candidates have faced off, this time in Miami. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
Five candidates, one debate stage in Miami on NBC. And while Donald Trump was not there again, he was talked about. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
You know, everybody wants to talk about President Trump. Well, I can talk about President Trump. I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now. I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The SAG-AFTRA union strike will end next hour. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The union says it has reached a deal with Hollywood studios. The work stoppage lasted 118 days, the longest movie and TV strike in the union's history. Members still have to approve the three-year agreement after the national board reviews it Friday.
With rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria increasing since the Israel-Hamas war started, the U.S. has struck a weapons depot in Syria where militants are backed by Iran. CBS's Weijia Zhang says of rocket attacks on U.S. military in the region.
Over 40 in the last 3 weeks alone that have injured nearly 50 American service members. And in another sign of increased tensions in the region, an American Reaper drone costing about $30 million was shot down in the Red Sea by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
The U.S. has some bases in Iraq and Syria as part of the effort to fight ISIS. The U.S. and Israel continue to ignore domestic and international demands for a ceasefire in Gaza. More than 100 U.S. congressional staffers walked off the job today to demand lawmakers push Israel to end its attacks. This, as a dozen relief organizations and rights groups urged world leaders at a conference in Paris to do the same. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated that there will not be a ceasefire without the release of hostages.
The owners of the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose, Colorado, where nearly 200 bodies were found improperly stored, are now facing charges. District Attorney Michael Allen says of owners John and Carrie Halford.
The suspects were arrested on suspicion of committing multiple crimes, including money laundering, theft, forgery, and abuse of a corpse.
They first arrived in Washington, D.C. in 2000, and today the National Zoo's famous giant pandas are gone, headed back to their native China. The Giant Pandas U.S. Day marked the world's longest-running conservation program for a single species. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight as the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. College hoops, the Badgers basketball team has a tough challenge when they host number 9th-ranked Tennessee, 8 o'clock Friday night in Madison. NFL, the Packers gearing up for a trip to Pittsburgh this weekend. They face the Steelers Sunday at noon. Baseball, the Brewers front office in Scottsdale for managers' meetings. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here without Craig Counsell as manager.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And that is for today, It's for tomorrow, it's for next season, and it extends to the next generation, as everyone knows from what we're doing with the stadium financing plan. We're all here because we lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Mark Antanasio with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing overnight, 35 degrees and breezy. As west winds increase, you'll see some gusts up around 30 miles per hour. There will be more clouds gathering for Thursday. That breeze does not let up. West winds gusting up around 35, the high 45. Currently 44 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, as always. It's tough to know where to start. There's a banquet of subjects, but I'll tell you where I'm going to start. What a great series of elections last night, the Democratic Party, and it bodes very, very well for the 2024 elections. Let me explain. We talked about a little yesterday, looked at some key races, and I'm going to go through them right now real quick. But with one exception, and that was Mississippi, and that was to be expected in a sense. The Democrats ran the table. In Kentucky, I used to have my first cousins, the Flynns on my dad's brother's side, lived in Louisville, Kentucky, a long time ago when DuPont had a plant out there. My uncle worked there. Andy Beshear, great governor, great Democrat, great, just flat out great governor. He won by 6 points, maybe a little more when they count everything, against his fellow Cameron. Remember something, Kentucky is red. It is a Republican state. Trump won it by big double digits against Joe Biden. You have Mitch McConnell as one of the senators, Rand Paul, whom I can't imagine anybody voting for. I can imagine people who are conservatives voting for Mitch McConnell, but not Rand Paul. And this fellow Massey, M-A-S-S-I-E, who's truly bad news. He thinks he's a libertarian. But I'll tell you what, the elected people down there kind of make you raise your eyebrows, except Andy Beshear. Now, how did Andy Beshear do it? Well, first of all, he was a very popular governor. He's very well liked. His approvals are somewhere up in the 60s. Secondly, his father, Steve Beshear, was also a governor of Kentucky. The Beshear name is well known and well regarded, sort of a brand name for governor. And he did it by doing extremely well in the eastern part of the state in coal country. Obviously, he did well in Louisville and he did well in Lexington. But coal country, West Virginia near it is coal country as well, at one time was Democratic. And then people looked on the Democratic Party as abandoning them on immigration and some social issues. But Andy Beshear went in there and he won it. He won it somewhat, perhaps largely, for doing well in coal country. The other thing that didn't hurt, the Republican opponent was this guy named Cameron. He was the attorney general. He is the attorney general. And he's the guy who would not prosecute the policeman who killed Breonna Taylor. Remember Breonna Taylor? She's in bed in her own apartment. and they come in and they shot her. They flat out shot her in bed. Most experts look at that and they would say this: 98% of police officers are heroes. They're wonderful people. They deserve our full support. But you have somebody that goes in and guns somebody down in bed, and she wasn't waving a gun. She wasn't doing any of that stuff. They have to get prosecuted. Cameron didn't do that. He gave a little sort of weak smile, and he sucks up to Trump. This was a referendum in a way on what people now down there think of Donald Trump. And yes, obviously, the Republican got some votes, a lot of votes, but he didn't get anywhere near enough to win. In Ohio, there were two ballot measures, one to enshrine in the Constitution the right to abortion, and the other one to legalize marijuana. Both of them passed. The abortion one passed 57-43%. It's in the Constitution now. And there was an absolute blitz to defeat it. From the Republican Party, lots of money spent, a lot of questionable things about publicity about the about this referendum, this constitutional referendum, a lot of misstatements about it. It flat out passed in Ohio. Ohio is a slightly red state. Slightly red state. Sherrod Brown, great senator, is up for re-election, Democrat. We support him and have high hopes for him. In New Jersey, we ran the table. You know, New Jersey has voted Democratic recently, but New Jersey over time has voted for Republicans too, especially Republican governors, and in the past, some Republican congressmen. This time, the Republicans spent a ton of money in the 11th Senate district there. Unlike Wisconsin, the Senate districts out there have two assembly districts within them, not three. And both the members of the assembly and the state Senate run every 2 years. So the 11th, the Republicans are hoping to flip. They were hoping to flip the assembly seats there, and they lost. In fact, the last time I looked at it last night, which is fairly late in the game, the Democrat was leading the Republican 60-39. 60-39. We also flipped a deep red assembly seat in New Jersey. There are some assembly seats in New Jersey that are just flat out very Republican. The 30th district is one of them. It hasn't gone for a Democrat in more than 30 years, and we flipped it. In Virginia, we held the Senate. It was expected to flip back Republican because of Glenn Youngkin, but no. We still hold the Senate. We held it, and we flipped the Assembly. The Assembly, we were down by four Assembly seats, and we flipped it. And we flipped it in some areas that traditionally were Republican. The Heartbreak Hotel was Mississippi. My man, Brandon Presley, Elvis Presley's shirt-tail cousin, from Tupelo, Mississippi, put on a hell of a fight. He did better than anybody else could have done, but he succumbed to Tate Reeves. Problem with Mississippi, it's a great state. I've been there. I served in the Navy with a guy named Wayne Cornelius Atkinson, Lieutenant J.G. Wayne Cornelius Atkinson. From Pascagoula, Mississippi. He and his wife, Vicki, if they're listening, which they probably aren't, if you're in Mississippi and you see Wayne Cornelius Atkinson and his wife, Vicki, say hello from Matt Flynn. You know, Brandon Presley put on a hell of a fight, but down there it is so bifurcated. And let me tell you something else. Tate Reeves had a corruption problem. Tate Reeves was not a normal Republican. And yet he eked out a win over Brandon Presley. In Rhode Island, there was tremendous enthusiasm. They elected their first Black member of Congress, a guy named Gabe Amo, A-M-O. Parents came here from Africa. He grew up in Pawtucket. I don't know if he was born in Africa or Pawtucket, but he beat the Republican, and he beat him handily, and he is now in Congress. Going back to New Jersey real quick, there have been some speculation that the Republicans might flip one of the chambers. Well, no, that didn't happen. Dems held both chambers and took some ruby red seats in those chambers. The one I was especially pleased to see was Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court. That was a tough one. Going into that race, Democrats had a 5-2 majority. The fear was the Republican would win. Guess what? The Republican did not win. We still have a 5-2 majority. And that makes a lot of difference when it comes to lawsuits that are very liable to occur after the 2024 election, because you know that Trump and the Republican National Committee will go in and rattle the cage all they can when they lose. And there was tremendous enthusiasm in New York and some of these county supervisor and, you know, lower level township type cases. Now, so what explains, remember all the sky is falling, the sky is falling, doom and gloom the other day, poll Biden against Trump. Five of the six races polled were margin of error, including the one Biden wins in Wisconsin, and the Marquette poll just came out too, shows him beating Trump by 2 points in Wisconsin. That's margin of error. But the other ones are margin of error too, all except Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, all margin of error. And even Nevada, that's not at all consistent with the other polls. What it really comes down to is this, and a lot of people involved in politics always forget this. You know, you're not voting just in that race in a hermetically sealed chamber and don't pay attention to anything else. Each party brands itself with what it's been up to, what it's been doing, good and bad, skullduggery and all. And the Republican Party right now, because of Trump, but because of the weakness and frankly, the corruption of a lot of the rest of the party, is sending a signal of authoritarianism, fascism, opposed to individual liberties. Tommy Tuberville supporting him, not promoting now, is coming on 450 senior military advisors and officers. The commander-in-chief of the 5th Fleet is vacant. Our troops are under attack in Syria and Iraq by Iranian proxies. And we don't have commanding officers in a lot of places because of the Republican Party, because of Tommy Tuberville. People see that. People know that. It has become the party of racial division. It basically has branded itself, ID'd itself on racial terms. And that's why when they put up people like Cameron or, you know, Nikki Haley, we're going to talk next segment about the debate coming up, but Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, they don't have snowball chance in hell. The base of the Republican Party will never vote for them, and all for the wrong reasons. For the wrong reasons. When you have a party whose base is the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, people like the Oath Keepers, people like the Ku Klux Klan, Scalise, remember, spoke to a white supremacist group in Louisiana and said, I'm David Duke without the baggage. He's the number two guy. Nobody even mentioned it. Nobody criticized him. Nobody criticized him. Tuberville said he's a white supremacist. That's what he said. When you have a party like that, people take that into account, and even moderates and independents don't like it. Well, let's see what's coming up. Let's see what's coming up. I'll tell you what's coming up. What's coming up is Ivanka. Ivanka on the stand. Don't go away. Ivanka on the stand.
God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. you know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
CBS News Brief. The Republican presidential candidates went after Donald Trump. At their debate on NBC tonight, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp.
As with the first two debates, Trump wasn't there, instead holding a rally nearby which had some empty seats. He said the Republican Party should not hold any more debates. The television and movie actor strike appears to be over 4 months after it began. Elaine Lowe is a reporter at the Hollywood trade publication, The Ankler.
This deal is up for approval by the SAG-AFTRA National Board on Friday. After that, it will still have to be ratified by the membership. That's 160,000 members of the Performers Guild.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing overnight, 35 degrees and breezy. As west winds increase, you'll see some gusts up around 30 miles per hour. There will be more clouds gathering for Thursday. That breeze does not let up. West winds gusting up around 35, the high 45. Right now it's 40.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.